Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 26, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All about the trees and over Our Lady's statue, there are, I call it, as Our Lady has named it, the call lights. There are blue lights now coming through the sky. They are almost flashing like a signal. All about the trees, there's a beautiful light blue coloring, a hidden light, because I can't find the direction that the light is coming through the trees from. But directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky is starting to open up, to absolutely fold away in a circular pattern. Our Lady is coming slowly through the sky. I can see her now. She's a small figure coming from a great distance. Oh, she looks very fragile. It's windy up there because Our Lady's skirts are being carried by the wind. Our Lady now is coming in quite fast. She's floating in, and she is now nodding ahead. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. She has on a long white, a pure white gown. It's very billowous. And about her waist, there is a blue sash, a deep blue sash. Our Lady's cape is also a stark white, a beautiful white, and it's trimmed in a gold trimming that seems to circle the whole outside border of her mantle, her cape, and the cape goes across her head. But setting on Our Lady's head is the most beautiful crown. Oh, she looks absolutely queenly, so gorgeous. The crown is round, like a bowl shape, and it has it's made of gold. I can see that it has a golden cast to it, and a large cross on the top. But set into the crown are the most beautiful stones. I can see the colors now as Our Lady's turning her head to over to the right. They must be emeralds, green stones, and a light purple stone and beautiful white. They look like diamonds. It's a beautiful crown, and it sets directly over Our Lady's mantle and down onto her forehead. Our Lady is now smiling. She's taking her rosary from about her waist and extending the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together like this in prayer with the rosary hanging down from her hands. My child, repeat with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. my child, my heart is torn anew. For though I have spent countless earth years counseling you against the evils that have come upon mankind through his lack of prayer and his pursuit of worldly gain and power, left to your own devices, you can bring nothing but destruction to your country, O man who has given himself to perdition. I have counseled you in the past that there will be accidents that are not accidents. Oh, my children, you did not listen when I told you and begged you to prevent the murder of the young, for murder then would be accepted and promoted among you. Life has become very cheap, my children. And who will be next to die an untimely death? I have warned you to protect your households and your children from the evil forces that now have cast a dark shadow upon mankind and the world. There are doctrines of demons being expounded by human beings who knowingly or unknowingly have become tools of Satan. The saddest knowledge that I have received is that my son is being defamed even by his own teachers, those who have given themselves over to the world and have allowed our sheep to go straying. I have asked you all not to abandon my son's church, but to remain, set an example of prayer and holiness. There is too little holiness now in my son's church and in other denominations upon the earth. Those who have little knowledge of the book of life and love, the Bible, will fall easy prey to false witnesses who go about the world now deceiving even some of the elect. You must read your Bible so that you will not be deluded by the written word. The Bible cannot be taken as sectional or piece by piece, but you must know the whole, for Satan has poisoned many minds, and Satan too can expound the scriptures. My child, you must not use the little strength you have to try to convert all upon earth. You will have to give this to the angels to do most of this work of conversion. Employ them now, my child, and you will find the road much easier for you. We are sending helpers to continue the mission. No, my child, do not be affrighted. We are not removing you from the mission, but you will have much help in the near future. The message from heaven continues to go throughout the world. Every man, woman, and child of conscionable age will either accept or reject the warnings from heaven. My child and my children, protect the young from false prophets, those who go about the world denying the divinity of my son. They must understand that my son is not Saint Michael. Saint Michael is a spirit. My son rose from the grave, both body and soul, and ascended into the kingdom of God. But he is God, and you shall not deny his divinity in the Godhead. All who do are deluded by Satan and shall be called false prophets. Remember, my children, though you cannot understand the mystery of the Trinity, three persons in one God, but all the same in the Godhead. You must understand that false prophets abound upon earth, and many bring doctrines of demons to your children. Therefore, parents have a full measure of responsibility for giving the knowledge of the faith to their children. My child and my children, prepare yourselves, for the demons are gathering to start uprisings in your country, the United States. These will be led by those who commit abominations upon their bodies. You will call them homosexuals, but they are dead souls in human bodies, possessed by Lucifer to do his will. Do not, my children, think that words are enough to retrieve these lost souls. You must do penance and make many sacrifices. My children, go to your bishops and tell them that all heaven is disturbed and our hearts are torn by the laxity, inattitude, through pride and arrogance of the priesthood in my son's church. We ask for you to convert the unbelievers, but not to join them, not to compromise my son's church. The reforms you are promoting will bring your destruction, for the sheep will leave. Repeat, my child, after me. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My children, the scepter of death has been set loose upon the world. There will be an increase in accidents that are not accidents. The elements shall spew forth fire, and many shall die untimely deaths. Shall they be prepared to go over the veil for judgment. Oh, my children, already the Eternal Father knows how many will be lost to him in the final count. Pray constantly. A vigil of prayer, the rosary, wear your scapular, wear your armaments, your sacramentals. Do not listen to those who mock you using terms of fanatic. Do not listen to them, for they are doing Satan's work to remove your armor from you. As a man goes to battle prepared in earthly wars, you must go to battle prepared with the armor from heaven. We ask that all bishops and cardinals refrain from promoting change and reform in my son's church. They must gather the people into the church to do honor before the Eucharist. Unless you eat of the body of my son and drink his blood, you shall not have the light in you. It is truly, my children, a war of the spirits. Remember the angels. Cast them not aside because of the mockery of the ignorant and those who have given themselves to the ways and modes of the world and Lucifer. Is it not worth the sacrifice for the short time allowed to mankind before the great destruction? Is it not worth the sacrifice to receive the rejection of the world and gain eternal life in the kingdom of heaven? My children, nothing upon your earth shall remain. All is passing, and the pages of the Bible, the book of life and love, turn faster and faster. Are you ready now, my children? I have wandered to and fro upon your earth for many years, crying out to you as your mother, a mother of love, a mother of sorrow, in a desperate plea to all mankind to turn back, because you are facing now a great destruction. Pray constantly a vigil of prayer. Make all acts of penance and sacrifice now. The time is growing short. My child, you will continue to send the message from heaven. Jesus has asked that I give you the knowledge that rest cures all. You will not be taxed beyond your strength, my child. So continue in good heart. Our Lady now is extending her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix on Our Lady's rosary is glinting, so it's a tremendous, brilliant crucifix. And Our Lady now is turning to her right and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going across the sky, over to her left, that's our right, and she's bending over now and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now behind Our Lady, I see the sky. I don't know if they've been standing there. I didn't notice them before. But I can see the angels, and of course Michael sort of obliterates the little angels that are trying to go around him. He's such a tremendous size that he seems to blot the whole sky behind Our Lady. He certainly is one of the greatest warriors from heaven. Oh my. Now Our Lady is touching her first finger to her lips. She's returning over to the center of the sky above her statue. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You will read the photographs well. The sky all about the trees is becoming a very deep pink in color. It's a beautiful warm color. It's very difficult to explain in words, but the pink coloring is lighting up the whole sky halfway up, even beyond Our Lady's statue. Now directly over the statue, high in the sky, there is a circular light. It's a very clear, crystal clear light. It's not white. I can't explain it to you. It's like cut glass. There seems to be like an opening starting in the sky, and the circle of light is beginning to move outward, become very enlarged, and now coming forward through the center of the circle, I can see Jesus. He's coming in very fast. They must come from quite a distance. Now Jesus is moving over beyond the circle of light, but these rays that are emanating from him, I can't explain it. They're tremendous rays now that see it coming from within his body and fanning out completely across the sky. It's just beautiful. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus has on an ecru colored, it's not a white gown, it looks more like a beige color, and it has it's long and very flowing. Jesus has on sandals. I can see it has two straps on the sandals. They look like some type of animal skin, and they go about his ankle. Over his beige gown, he has this burgundy color robe-like. It's very loose. It's much fuller than what Our Lady wears. And his mantle, it does have a head piece to it, because I can see it beyond his hair as he's turning. And he has this caught on his neck with what appears to be a golden piece of tassel-like string. It's gold. I can see the coloring of it. Now Jesus is moving over to his right side, our left side, and he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross with the three fingers extended like this, the thumb and the two fingers, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now I notice that Our Lady is standing over on the right side of the sky, and Michael is behind her. He's covering just about all of the area around Our Lady and over to the left side of the sky. On the left side also, there are many, many angels coming forward. I can't ever describe their age, or some of them do look small and young, but due to the tremendous array of colors, I really can't say if they're children or older angels, if such exist in heaven. But they all have on pastel colored gowns. They're just beautiful, very spring and summery looking, with these the angels up front have these garlands of roses on their heads. They look very, very beautiful. And now they're moving across, and they're going across the sky, the angel, towards Our Lady. And Our Lady now is moving closer to the center of the sky. She's just beyond the first tree, and the angels are circling. Now they have in their hand a long, sort of a garland. It looks like the garland are made of green leaves and pink roses. They look very beautiful pink, very fresh. Oh, they're just beautiful. And they're circling Our Lady and standing all about her, and I would say about four deep now. They are, and they're rising up in like step-like formation behind Our Lady. They've made a semicircle about her. Our Lady is smiling. She has her hands together in prayer like this, and she's nodding her head. She looks so beautiful. Now she's pointing over to go across, and Jesus now has returned to the center of the sky, directly over the statue. Now he's extending his hands out, and he's moving. He's turning now left, his left, our right, and he's making the sign of the cross with his the thumb and the two fingers like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's moving, he floats. Jesus and Our Lady don't walk. They seem to have no weight because they just float over to the center of the sky. Now Jesus is standing there and he's placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, how often must my mother come to you over and over again, crying for you to do penance and make atonement to the Eternal Father for the sins of mankind? You never learn from your past. It behooves me to say that man must suffer great tragedy before he makes any effort to return to his God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I hear all cries of peace, peace, and security going throughout your world, my children. But there is no peace, there is no security. And your country, the United States of America, the great eagle has been plucked by Satan and his agents. You see lying now before you a majestic eagle, the once proud symbol of America, fallen because of paganism and sin. It is known through history that once a country has given itself over to all manner of paganism and sin, it is not long before that country falls into a system of dictatorship, bringing great sorrow, even murder, to the masses. I have asked the cardinals and bishops in my church to spend more time in prayer and meditation and sacrifice of the senses to obtain the graces necessary for more conversions to my church, my house upon earth. But my pleas and the counsel of my mother have fallen upon ears that because of pride and arrogance have become hardened their hearts, callous in their ways, unsympathetic to the cries of my sheep. Oh, my pastors, what great trials shall be set upon you, for I cry now from heaven to you that a church in darkness wears a band of death about it. I counsel all parents to protect the souls of their children by giving them a firm foundation of faith. You cannot now expect with confidence, as you did in the past, this knowledge to be given to your children through your schools and even your churches upon earth. And I say unto you, that this blight upon mankind has entered upon all of the religions of the earth. I have asked the pastors of my house not to compromise the faith of my sheep, for you shall not bring converts into my house in that manner. You will scatter the sheep. You are fast engaging in an untimely death for my church. I am the foundation, and when I speak of death, I do not mean the extinction of my church. But I say unto you now, O bishops and cardinals, all that is rotten will fall. You consort with the enemies of your God for money and power, and they are waiting to pick your bones clean. You will not bring about a conversion of those who are presently apostates by compromising your faith or changing the construction of the exterior lines of my church. And by that I mean the physical appearance and the manner in which you conduct the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Many are giving my body in a manner that can only be called blasphemy. Many are accepting my body in the Eucharist in a manner that defames the divinity and also promotes unholiness, paganism, and impurity of heart and actions during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Parents, have you lost your reasoning? You allow your children to disport themselves as pagans, even in my house, setting temptation to all by the manner of pagan dress and also disporting yourselves with equal depravity. My children, I counsel you now as your God to turn back while there is time. The sands of the hourglass are falling through. The grains are few. How many of you have prepared yourselves? Too late will there be much weaving and gnashing of teeth. Too late, I say, unto you. For you who have not heeded my mother's counsel shall die a cruel death. And this death shall exist as you go as dead souls into hell. And I say unto you, hell shall be filled with mitres if you continue on your present course. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer throughout your country and all of the countries of the earth. Great elemental tragedies, disasters, man-made and God-sent upon mankind shall increase in volume, shall increase in intensity and numbers. Remember, my children, you do not understand the supernatural. For there will be accidents that are not accidents. Retain all of the knowledge of your faith in the hearts of your children. Do not be lax, parents, for you will cry bitter tears of anguish if you are. The angel of death will approach the homes of many. Are you prepared now? Have you set your house in order? Do not be caught unawares, my children. My mother has been among you for many years, preparing you for these times. Recognize the signs about you. Act upon them, and you will not be lost. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this again and making the sign of the cross. Now he's pointing up to his right side, high into the sky, and coming through the sky is that ominous black ball again. It has a terribly macabre, sinister look, and now forming over the black ball is a cross, not a crucifix, but a very heavy cross. And now I can see this ball with the cross floating behind Jesus across the sky, traveling from the left to the right side. Now it's going beyond the tree like it's being carried in the wind. Jesus now is touching his lips with his first finger. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. Keep a constant vigilance in your homes. Retain your statues. For those who keep the monuments in their homes will be saved.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 26, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.